JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Education Minister lauds Road for Movement. And coming up later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome and do stay with us. Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites has lauded the Road for Movement for its invaluable contribution to the country's education sector. He was speaking at the Rotary Club of the St. Andrew luncheon meeting at the Hotel Four Seasons in St. Andrew Wednesday. The minister made special mention of the Rotary Club of Kingston's involvement in the J.A. Bistown, which was launched in collaboration with Junior Achievement Jamaica. The program, which targets grades 5 and 6 students, is a 4-week learning experience which seeks to increase students' knowledge of how the economy works, the importance of education in pursuing a career, and how to conduct everyday transactions such as filling out forms and other daily activities.
This is of tremendous importance as we seek to make more and more of our young people adept in the basic principles of entrepreneurship, of money management, of business ethics. This is a tremendous contribution that your movement has made to the Jamaican educational tableau.
In the meantime, the minister says he is also pleased that one of the major projects of the Rotary Club of St. Andrew this year is improvements to an early childhood institution. This focus on early childhood education, the minister noted, is in keeping with the ministry's thrust to boost the outcome of this sector, which involves the merger of unviable basic school into infant schools. Minister Thwaites explained that the government pays for at least one trained teacher in an infant school, ensures that there are proper nutritional supplements, and that a common curriculum is followed.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces are equipped to combat and stop all forms of trafficking, and they won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica. Be wise, open your eyes, spot them, stop them, report them.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Jamaica, the largest English-speaking island in the Caribbean, is known worldwide for its vibrant culture, sporting prowess, and physical beauty. It can also boast of its political stability, favorable climate, geographical location, and abundant natural resources. Our island is home to warm-hearted, talented, and diverse people, and soon it will be the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
I remember back in the day, my mother used to look after a thing then called the pan fall back in use to knife, especially the dumpling. It's a thing that then use flour to make. It season it nicely. She put butter and she put a little and nutter in it. And I tell you, my God, it tastes good, especially with dumpling. It's Bella. Caroline from St.
And you're also welcomed to share your glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email us at glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. That brings us to the end of today's program. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Palmer and Casita Irving, thanking you for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.